Look, when astronomers do this sort of thing, people say, well, it's all very interesting, but is it of any use? And we get real strife when we're trying to generate money for scientific research and so on. They want to have something which delivers an economic return. But that isn't a new problem. In fact, Plato in the Republic, over 2,000 years ago, whatever it was, wrote about this, and I'll read this out to you. Socrates, he says, should we put down astronomy among the subjects for study? And his friend Glaucon replies, I think so. To know something about the seasons, the months and the years is of use for military purposes, as well as for agriculture and for navigation. To which Socrates replies, it amuses me to see how afraid you are lest the common herd of people should accuse you of recommending useless studies. And of course, that's the way it is in astronomy and other areas of science all the time. We're forever having to justify doing something. Look, this evening I'm going to justify to you not only looking for asteroids and comets, but I'm going to justify to you the whole of astronomy, indeed the whole of physical sciences, because I'm going to tell you that Australia's annual expectation of loss, which is a financial loss due to asteroids and comets hitting the Earth, is greater than we spend on all of our scientific research put together. Nevertheless, we get it in the neck. Here's a cartoon from the Australian a couple of years ago, and it's got all these apocalyptic scenarios up there. Look, we've got nuclear annihilation, we're all going to die. New ice age, we're all going to die. Overpopulation, ozone hole, we're all going to die. And down here, just behind the guy, you can see killer asteroids, we're all going to die. So astronomers get it in the neck no matter what we do. If we do say that something is going to happen or whatever, then we get told off for getting people panicked. And if we don't tell you, and an asteroid or comet does suddenly appear which is going to hit us, then we're going to get it in the neck that way as well. Again, it isn't a new phenomenon. Damned if you do and damned if you don't. Okay, a Chinese philosopher, Xu Qing, wrote about this over 2,000 years ago. Being before the time, the astronomers are to be killed without respite, and being behind the time, they are to be slain without reprieve. Boy, is that the way I feel